Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, February 23rd, 2010. It's all the geek without the wait, and welcome to Not Monday.
Yay.
Doesn't Not Monday feel good?
Yeah.
You know the best thing about Not Monday?
Closer to the weekend?
It's Not Monday.
Yay.
It kind of goes, hi, so welcome to all the fun in which we look at new DVDs, look at your geekified news, and who knows, maybe something slightly humorous somewhere alongst the way.
Nah.
Probably not. That's why we tell interesting stories here. Shall you tell one, Flintsters?
And one time at band camp?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I tell stories because people like them. I'm Billy Flynn.
There is something weirdly entertaining about you.
It has been said.
I've said it.
Oh, well, thank you for that.
Well, let's start with what's been going on in history. This day in 1836, the siege of the Alamo began in San Antonio, Texas. Remember?
No. No, I just remember seeing it for the possibility of buying souvenirs and then going across the street and getting a...
Slurpee.
Oh, I was going to say Wendy's, but sure. 1874, Walter Wingfield of Pimlico, England, patented the game of lawn tennis. Thank you, sir.
Great.
Thank you.
In 1886, the London Times published the world's first classified ad.
Also in 1886, the aluminum manufacturing process was developed by Charles M. Hall.
In 1896, the Tootsie Roll was introduced.
Tootsie Roll, I think I'm gonna be chocolatey chew. Tootsie Roll, oh, sorry.
I think I'm in love with
there
you.
There you go. Whatever it is. 1915, Nevada officials approved an easy divorce law, which requires only 6 months' residence in the state. So there you go.
Yeah.
For those of you that might need that information.
In 1921, the U.S. transcontinental airmail flight arrived in New York City from San Francisco.
New York City! 1965, actor and comedian Stan Laurel died of heart disease at the age of 74. Knowing how serious his heart condition was, he told his nurse, I'd rather be skiing than doing this.
Wow.
God, you gotta love Stan Laurel.
In 1970, Ringo Starr guested on Laugh-In, his first solo TV appearance.
You go, boy. 1986, news of a possible payola scandal broke involving independent record promoters suspected of buying radio time.
Dun, dun, dun. And in 1991, ground troops crossed the Saudi Arabia border and entered Iraq, thus starting the ground phase of the Gulf War.
Fantastic. 2008, a U.S.
Fantastic?
Yeah. It was.
Okay.
That was a sarcastic. Fantastic.
Didn't quite catch that.
2008, a USAF B-2 Spirit crashed at Guam. The crew survived, but the aircraft was written off, making it the most expensive air crash in human history. The aircraft alone cost $1.2 billion.
Bam.
There you go. Birthdays?
Starting with Dakota Fanning. She's 16.
Aziz Ansari is 27. He's Tom on Parks and Rec. He's just
a damn funny guy.
He is pretty damn funny.
Emily Blunt is 27. She was Emily Charlton in The Devil Wears Prada recently.
Kelly McDonald, 34. Diane in Trainspotting.
Michael Tricario is 35. He's Randy Mitchell on The Wonder Years. Who was Randy Mitchell?
I don't know who Randy Mitchell was.
No.
At all. Niecy Nash is 40. That's Deputy Williams on Reno 911.
She's awesome.
She is.
Mark Price is 42. He was Skippy on Family Ties. He's 42 years old.
And a damn fine win, lose, or draw player.
Yes.
No finer win, lose, or draw. Michael Dell is 45. Dude, he's the CEO of Dell.
Kristen Davis is 45. She's Charlotte on Sex and the City.
Howard Jones, 55. Classic 80s singer.
Patricia Richardson is 59.
Still hot. Tom Baudet is 55, and he'll leave the light on for you.
Oh, well, Peter Fonda is 70.
Brad Whitford is 58, guitarist for Aerosmith. The guy no one remembers in Aerosmith, had to mention him because no one ever remembers him.
And I don't usually do people who are no longer with us.
Right.
But born on this day in 1932, Michelle Barrett.
Yes. Yes. No longer with us. Someone who is still with us, Paul Morrissey, 72, directed Flesh, Trash, Blood for Dracula, many other films that I truly enjoyed. Also no longer with us, born on this date, W.E.B. Dubois, I never say that right. Civil rights activist born 1868. And now we can move on to what people are here for.
Really? This is their favorite part?
Well, this is where they eat their snacks. So yeah, they enjoy this.
Well, maybe not the CBS lineup. It's their typical NCIS Los Angeles, and The Good Wife.
But they're all reruns.
Yeah.
Each and every one of them. Over on ABC, they have last week's Lost, the enhanced version.
Followed by?
This week's Lost. The Lighthouse and Forgotten Zone.
Jin has an encounter with an old friend.
Dun, oh, hey now.
NBC brings us more Olympics. Winter Games, figure skating,
more
freestyle.
Mommy, the laces hurt. You will skate. On over to American Idol on Fox, the top 12 semifinalist women perform.
Great. That means it has to be close to over.
Yeah.
The CW has reruns of 90210 and Melrose Place, the new one.
Well, the CW is also going to have Carolina defeating Georgia Tech, for those of us around here. FX is showing Spider-Man 3 and I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. Wow, those are quality sequels.
CMT has Backdraft.
Okay, over on the Discovery Channel on Dirty Jobs, I'm not sure what this means, but on Dirty Jobs, crew unemployment. So I guess everyone lost their jobs and are now dirty. I don't know how else to take
that. How will that work?
FMC
brings us tonight Alien Nation, Rising Sun, and Barton Fink.
Wow, that's a good lineup. Chiller is showing Phantasm 3 and Phantasm 4 back to back.
But not 1 and 2.
Well, they did that like yesterday or something. Sci-Fi Channel showing Predator, which Screen Geeks finally admitted they were a little bit too hard on. And I'm going to let that one go. A new episode of White Collar is on the USA Network. Turner Classic Movies with Topper. Cary Grant is a ghost, and it's a fantastic movie. But if you're watching anything, of course it's on Comedy Central, because a maintenance man tries to help high school tennis players win the state championship. That's right, Sean William Scott and Randy Quaid star in Balls Out, Gary the Tennis Coach.
Oh, Uncle Marla, my
wow.
I didn't name it.
The illustrious Jabba would like you to know that you have email.
Thank you so much for that, sir. Yes. So, you ready? Dear GeekRadioDaily.com voices, I hope this reaches all the great hosts at GeekRadioDaily.com. I was on the webpage of GeekRadioDaily.com on Thursday, February 19, 2010, and after choosing the pop-up, play and pop-up on the GeekRadioDaily.com webpage, I heard the email from Dragon Master, who likes the bell when he hears GeekRadioDaily.com. I also like the bell sounding when I hear GeekRadioDaily.com. When I got home, I typed GeekRadioDaily.com into my browser on my laptop, and after a few seconds, the GeekRadioDaily.com Daily.com homepage loaded up on my screen, and I searched for the email addresses for GeekRadioDaily.com hosts so I could type an email using GeekRadioDaily.com as many times as I could and still be readable. I also scanned through the forums at GeekRadioDaily.com to see what was geeky was going on with the GeekRadioDaily.com fans. I signed up for the forums at GeekRadioDaily.com, but I forgot my password, so I needed to email the forums at GeekRadioDaily.com. I now wait for an email from the forums at GeekRadioDaily.com so I can use the forums at GeekRadioDaily.com. I wish I could have seen the GeekRadioDaily.com bell at Balticon, but I did meet Billy Flynn from GeekRadioDaily.com. My last communication to GeekRadioDaily.com, I used the phone number that I found on Mr. Flynn's GeekRadioDaily.com business. In quotation marks, it's a business card. I never could find the phone number for GeekRadioDaily.com on the website of GeekRadioDaily.com. By the way, anyone who is still listening to this email of using GeekRadioDaily.com often and still makes sense, the number to call GeekRadioDaily.com is 206-338-6432. That's the number?
Yep.
How about that? But we all know that the Flintsters, the sole female voice of the GeekRadioDaily.com, says it much better, much better. Please say it for the GeekRadioDaily.com now, Flintstress.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Wow. Does anyone else here call now? I'm waiting instead of the phone number for GeekRadioDaily.com. So at this point, I've used GeekRadioDaily.com 27 times. I was really trying for 42 GeekRadioDaily.com, but I think it's time to stop before the show becomes in large quantities and I feel secluded and lost on an island. Oh my God, I was busy with the bell. You got me, sir. And then not able to listen to GeekRadioDaily.com. Take care and make mine Geek Radio Daily and Sweekly. No ding. That's from Rob. Thank you, Rob. Oh, P.S. Wow. Just to let you know, it is not fun typing GeekRadioDaily.com over and over since my control keys and right-click keys are not always working. Hence, I cannot continually just paste GeekRadioDaily.com. Thank goodness I do not need to type GeekRadioDaily.com more than 32 times.
So I was actually wondering that. I was like, wow, I really hope you copied and pasted that whole thing because, wow.
Well, there's problems there. So, Rob, you've won. We don't need to ever try to play that game again. So please, send mail.
If you
mail.
Did that at work, your boss is the one who lost.
No doubt. Send mail telling our Rob how cool that was to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress, all at GeekRadioDaily.com.
Or tell him to stop.
That's true. Tuesday, DVDs, Geekified News, coming up.
So, have you heard from T?
He's taking it day by day, focusing on what's important right now.
Gotta be tough. Raising a kid on your own and all. I mean, I got two. It's not cheap raising them.
Yeah, but T's employed now. I'm sure he's going to be fine.
That's it. He's a social media professional now.
Oh, frack. We got to do something to help that kid.
On the 27th of February 2010 at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, members of the social media community are holding an auction to benefit T's 5-year-old daughter, known in our circles as Sonic Boom.
We want to show a little girl that while her life has changed, that her opportunities are limitless.
Please join us in celebrating the future of Sonic Boom. We want to make sure she's supported through social media before the teat that her daddy's sucking at runs dry. Please visit www.theboomeffect.org for more information.
Hi, this is Alan Ruck, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily for all us geeks. Okay, bye.
Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday. It's February 23rd, 2010, I believe it is.
You got it.
We've all got our checks written correctly now. Checks. Who writes checks?
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but you certainly do, and today's the day you can take some of them home, including...
We're starting with Justice League, Crisis on Two Earths.
Damn right. Damn right. Looking
forward. We've also got Ghost Hunters, Season 5, Part 1, mind you.
Oh, okay. Informants out.
Oh, that actually
Matt
looks
Damon
good.
With, yeah, they got the box is out. Hopefully, it's Gwyneth Paltrow told everybody the secret of this movie, and I saw it as a Twilight Zone episode, but I'm willing to give it a chance. It's Richard Kelly.
Hmm. Nurse Jackie, season one.
Ichi the Killer decides to get a special DVD one. Why not? Go ahead, see it. You'll be disturbed, but see it.
Night Court, season three. I still
fantastic.
Love that silly little show.
Cirque de Freak, the Vampire's Assistant, is on DVD today, apparently.
Great. Did you say Sorority Row already?
No, I did not. Lego, The Adventures of Clutch Powell, movie is out today.
What?
Lego, The Adventures of Clutch Powell. That's what it's called. Okay, Poltergeist, Night of the Chicken Dead is out today. Lloyd Kaufman's look at the fast food industry, the good folks at Troma. Poltergeist, Night of the Chicken Dead on DVD today. Can you top that?
No.
Well, someone did try because they decided to make a movie, silly them, against Lloyd. They're making a movie about 8 medical students on a ski trip to Norway, discovering that Hitler's horrors live on when they come face to face with a battalion of undead Nazi soldiers. That's right, today, no one you've ever heard of star in Dead Snow.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Poltergeist is so the way to go there. Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Hey, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a million frickin' dollars. Action Comics number one sold for $1 million during a recession. Think about that. It's at comicconnect.com. They've made it happen, la 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 la. Basically, yeah, someone bought the holy grail of comics, as it's known. Superman's first appearance, Action Comics number one. Apparently, it has a grading of very fine for all the geeks out there. That's 8.0. We know that.
Wow.
We know that.
Besides, a recession only hurts poor people.
That's true. So, yeah, that's the most money that's ever been spent for a comic book, and maybe we'll get people thinking they're good investments again and revitalize the comic industry.
We'll see. Well, in science news, Cal physicists have helped to confirm Einstein's theory of relativity 10,000 times more accurately than before. It's already been confirmed in a variety of different ways. The major part of the theory that they're testing is that the tug of gravity affects time, makes clocks slow down. So they've taken clocks and flown them over the Atlantic. They've taken clocks into space. Now they have turned to the field of quantum mechanics and shot a laser at
lasers.
Cesium atoms vibrating as waves at 1,000,000,000,000,000 times a second, while carefully tuned laser flashes at the vibrating wave-like atoms. Each flash of laser light can change the direction. And so the gravity with space-time, the particles pushed upward experience time passing more swiftly than the particles that were sunken in Earth's gravitational well. So the waves and Earthbound particles oscillating more slowly than the upward ones.
So the poster of Einstein sticking his tongue out, he knew this was going to happen.
He did.
Man's brilliant. Activision publishers of Guitar Hero and DJ Hero are being taken to court. They're being sued by a group called Patent Compliance Group. They filed suit in the Texas Northern District Court alleging that Activision's music games are marked with patented or patent pending on the box or manual. The publisher is either lying or doesn't hold relevant patents, or the patent it holds is so loosely related to how the game actually works that it's not applicable. What does that matter? Well, under U.S. law, any product found to have misled the public in making this claim can be fined up to $500 per item sold. So, yeah, they're saying the controllers and stuff, these patents they have on them, that they don't really have patents, that it's just bogus stuff, and they're trying to sue them for $500 for every copy they've ever sold. Good luck.
Wow.
I want to cash in.
Well, in more science and environmental type news, Until now, scientists have not been able to duplicate the ability of plants to produce oxygen and fuels in photosynthesis, but they can now, on small scales. But still, the conversion of carbon dioxide and water into sugar and oxygen, that's, you know, usable energy for these plants. They've developed a biofuel cell that is made up of two enzyme-modified electrodes, which are sensitive to oxygen and glucose. They've tried this on a cactus, and they've actually increased the light, increased the energy output.
Wow.
So there is going to be, you know, possibly medical devices with powered sensors, and there's going to be applications for us. So we could actually harness the power of photosynthesis.
So going really green is what you're saying. Fantastic.
Green to the max.
So some schools, you know, kids, they get laptops. You're familiar with this kind of concept. Where there's some schools where the kids get to take these laptops home. Isn't that
like
weird?
Like my school.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. Then you know what I'm talking about. Well, imagine this kid's surprise when he gets in trouble for something he did at home. And, huh? What are you talking about?
What?
And then the principal pulls out a picture and shows it to him. What? Well, it turns out all the students' cameras have webcams in them. And these webcams can be turned on remotely. Now, here's the deal. They had some laptops that had been stolen, and they were going to turn the cameras on these laptops to see if they could figure out where they were, who took them. And they basically just started turning on anyone's laptop that they possibly had.
Great.
There's no audio, and they couldn't capture video. Really, the principal had a picture, a camera there. But they swear that they've turned everything off and that nothing untoward is going on. Move on, citizen. Oh, yeah, but the FBI would like to have a word with them anyway. Go get a Mulder. Geek Radio Daily. Drop by iTunes. Subscribe. Write a review while you're there. Go by Facebook. Become a fan. It's what the Bruce needs you to do, or he's going to cry. He's very serious about this. He needs you to go there. He's working really hard on it. Let's make him feel good.
Okay.
GRD, license to Creative Commons, attribution, not commercial, not derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Drop a note to podcast, Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Turning your preschool daughter into an Olympic figure skater takes a lot of money. The Future Olympian Foundation can help. We'll pay for your daughter's skating equipment. We'll pay for the foul-mouthed Ukrainian skating coach to live with you for the 10 years it'll take to whip your child into an Olympic athlete. We'll even pay his vodka bills. And when her career ends, we'll even be there to pay for the years of therapy your child will need because you stole her childhood to fulfill your selfish dreams of glory. Call the Future Olympian Foundation today, and we'll be over to drag that future Olympic athlete out of bed at 4 a.m. to begin her training while she sobs, "Why, Mommy, why?"